thing, and on one side it has a long space, and it has a place to hang clothes. And over here it has drawers and a little mirror for a hat box in there. That's a Schiffer robe.
That's a Schiffer robe. So right. That's a different piece of furniture.
That's a different piece of furniture. I don't have one.
What about, and of course the place where you hang your clothes would be your...
In the closet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about if it's not built into the house? Have you ever seen one that's a separate piece of furniture that's...
Yeah, wardrobe.
A wardrobe.
That's right.
Do you have one of those?
No, I had one time, but I don't have it now.
You see many of those around much anymore?
Yeah. I see a few. In fact, my nephew and his wife have one that they bought. It's a massive piece of furniture. It's an antique. They're antique buff, not, you know, they buy a few antiques.
What about, let's see, those things right there that are keeping out the light?
Curtains and drapes.
Curtains.
Shears. I just use panels and the drapes.
Said shears?
Shears, they just shear panels, you know.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
That's what I call them, just shears.
Well, what about these things, you know, that you can let down and you can adjust them?
Venetian glass?
Those are Venetian
mm-hmm.
glass.
I don't like them, I don't have them.
I have had them. Don't have any of those?
No,
glass, so.
No.
We're talking about your kitchen a minute ago. Have you ever heard of a little room just off the kitchen where people might keep extra dishes or...
Pantries.
That's a pantry.
That's a pantry.
You have one of this house?
Oh, no, I have a broom closet.
Broom closet. You use that for the same thing?
Well, I just have some shifts in it. I put my recipe books and extra things like waffle iron and coffee pot if I have any extra, and I've got some extra. I keep them up there on shifts.
Did you have one of those in your homestead?
No, we had a pantry, a big walk-in pantry in there.
Pantry in your homestead.
Right. And back then, they had what they called safe, pie safe. Now, I've got a pie safe standing right there that I bought as an antique. Or rather, my brother-in-law gave it to me, belonged to his mother and father.
A pie safe.
Have you ever seen one?
Never
have. Okay, come here, I'll show it to you.
Right
Yeah, okay. We were talking a minute ago about a room that you had that you might use to keep odds and ends, stuff like that, things that aren't any good anymore. Is there?
Well, now, we have a storage outside that I keep two deep freezers in. One, I have an extra refrigerator in it. Then I have shelves built in it to put my canned fruit and stuff that I can and put away. Then I have a big chest out there for quilts and clothes that are cedar chests. They're big, homemade, handmade cedar chests. That was made from the pine that came off of my sister's husband's farm plantation in the Delta. He cut the trees and had it made.
Is there anything that you call old worthless things that aren't any good anymore? You say, I've just got a whole bunch of
junk.
Junk here.
That's right. I've got some today.
but you call where you keep this junk, you would call that just a storage room or?
Junk house.
Junk house.
You know, a lot of people call it junk house.
Some people call it utility room.
Right, but now that's the new name for it.
Yeah.
That's right. Utility rooms. That's where the washer and dryer and everything is.
What about when you get up every morning, go around the house, and if things are not where they're supposed to be, you say you're doing what? Going around?
I'm cleaning up.
Cleaning up.
Picking up.
Have you ever heard people use any other expression, cleaning up, or rather than say I'm cleaning up the house, maybe I'm